This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of Boomer and Carton in the morning. Al Dukes and Jerry Recco are here with some sports news and updates they didn't have time to cover.
Here we go!
It's the Boomer and Carton Postgame Show with Al and Jerry.
All right, start the podcast week. It's a beautiful Monday. Al, how are you?
Now, Jerry. Oh, hi, Jerry. Tomorrow, we're doing our show on location at Craig's Golf Tournament.
Yes.
So we will not have a post-game show, but we will post the warm-up show.
Yes.
If we're able to do one from
I
out
like
there.
That.
My question for you is, after tomorrow, I am finished for the rest of the week.
I've heard.
Will there be a post-game podcast with Eddie Scazzeri?
There'll be one. I'll do one.
You'll do one.
I'll see if I do it with him or with somebody else or solo.
Oh, interesting.
I could do a solo on this.
Let me ask you this, Jerry, because today on the show, right after our show this morning, Boomer and Carton, Kim Jones and Jill Beningo are doing a show.
Yes.
And Evan Roberts and Chris Sims are doing a show.
Yes.
Sort of tryout shows, if you will.
Right.
Will you be trying out new partners for the post-game podcast?
Are you leaving?
I'm not leaving.
Then no.
Okay, but you're just looking to explore other opportunities?
I mean, if Big Mike is leaving,
right,
I see why they're doing what they're doing. If Big
Got
Al
it.
Is leaving, then I would have to do the
right.
same thing. To be quite honest, I'm not sure I would do this if you left.
And you're not locked in on Eddie Scazzeri as a fill-in, are you?
I'm not sure. Is Eddie here all week?
He's not here Friday.
And we don't do it Friday.
Yeah, but I believe
I'll
he
do
is
it with
here
Eddie.
All
I mean, right. I don't think... Have I ever done a podcast with Eddie?
I think you have, yes.
Perhaps.
You have. I have had to pay Eddie's to do the...
Yeah, all right. So I have maybe once or twice.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, I will... Yeah, if Eddie's in tomorrow, I will do it with Eddie tomorrow. That's fine.
Or not tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
So
sorry.
2 days.
Yes. And clearly, we're not doing a podcast on remote tomorrow. We did that once, and it was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
It takes
disaster.
Too long to upload it, and by the
yes.
time you get home...
Plus, I can't edit it properly and
right.
boost the volume.
No good, Al.
Now, Jerry, what do you think... I tweeted out, Awful Announcing put out this weekend an article that was really summarizing the Newsday article that Neil Best wrote about the various fill-ins that they're going to be trying out this summer, which have begun today, for Mike's slot. Now, in the article, Mark Chernoff, who runs WFAN, was quoted as saying that they will have a game plan in place ready to announce by Labor Day.
That's what I've heard the whole time we've heard those quotes.
Now, what are your thoughts on that? Do you...
Meaning...
Well, like,
on...
like to me, I feel like Evan Roberts... I've always felt all along that Evan was going to get that afternoon slot.
If you mean my thoughts on... What the decision's
yeah.
going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, where it's leaning. Based on the partnerings you've seen thus far, you've heard of happening for the summer.
I would say this. What I would do,
yes,
I would just elevate Joe and Evan to the afternoons,
mm-hmm.
and I would figure out a way to get Kim Jones in here every day during the midday, and I would try and see what works with her. That's where I would go to begin.
And then when Joe retires,
Joe's going to retire within 3 or 4 years max. At that time, let these guys take vacation when they want, and you're kind of trying people out without trying them out, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense, Jerry.
So Joe takes his week off, you know, some week in June, you got 3 different people in to hang out with you, to Evan, and you kind of will have an idea of what you're doing in 2019 or 20 when Joe leaves. That's how I would do it. What
mm-hmm.
are they going to do? I don't know.
Right.
I love Joe. I'll tell you one thing. I love listening to Joe and Kim together.
I think it's a difficult... position to bring somebody from out of market into New York City to do New York City sports talk.
Completely agree.
I think that's tough.
But the question is, I'm with you, as you just said, I think Evan's the guy. I think
right.
he's the one who should be there in the afternoon. So who do you partner him with? I don't know.
Would you be surprised if in September they announced Joe with Kim Jones middays, Evan with Chris Sims afternoon?
No. Not at all.
You wouldn't be surprised.
No.
All right.
I don't think so. My only no, that would be fine.
I didn't see our names in any articles about this.
Because we're not viewed as talk show hosts.
Oh, we're not.
In any way, shape, or form. Yes.
I think podcasting is the future, Jerry. We're a step ahead of everyone.
You've been saying that.
And the good news is, what did Mike say when he was leaving broadcasting?
That he's going to podcast his face off and make a brand. Or he
is
going a brand.
No, he was going to fix podcasting, which is good news for us.
Oh, because we need
to fix. Because we're podcasters.
I don't think we need it fixed. I think we just need to figure out a way to get it out there a little bit better.
Oh, got it. To get it, spread it out there.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a dead serious question.
All right, Jerry. I'm ready for an answer.
Do you put the podcast out on Facebook?
When I tweet it out, the things I tweet go to Facebook.
All right, let me ask you this.
All right.
I'm being funny, but so what?
All right.
So, I have something I'm doing, and I'm on Facebook again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying it anyway.
Oh, you're back.
I'm already sick of it and disgusted with it, but whatever. I'm, what do we call it, friending people?
Yes, Jerry.
I'm accepting friends. I don't even know who the people are.
Okay.
But whatever. I'm just trying to build it. You
Good
know.
News. Jerry is on Facebook.
I am on Facebook. So if you want to come find me, feel free, and how do you do that? Do you accept everybody?
I do and did, and then Facebook, because I don't have a public page, I'm just a regular Facebook guy.
Okay.
Only allows
what do
you to
a public page. What does that mean?
Like there are, let's say someone who's got a regular 9-to-5 job, they have a Facebook page,
right?
That's how mine is set up.
Okay,
but for people like that, they give you a limit of 5,000 friends.
5,000,
right? You can set up a public page, so you're a public figure. So you could have unlimited.
Why have you not done that?
But it's run differently. It was not a thing when I joined Facebook.
Got it.
I tried to convert it once a couple years ago. People weren't getting my post, so I don't know. So Facebook to me is very limiting because I'm not set up as a public page.
Got it.
But people can follow you on Facebook the same way they follow you on Twitter.
Interesting.
It's
even though you're
confusing.
Not friends.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So once I hit my limit of 5,000, then people can follow me.
Got it.
But
you
every
see
once
how many
in a,
people can follow are following
yes.
you?
But then every once in a while, Facebook will go through and eliminate fake people or people no
Ooh.
Longer
active.
No longer active. So, like, I just got knocked down to, let's say, 4,900 friends.
Got it.
So, just the other day, I went through and started friending people that had been in my queue.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know. This Facebook stuff is
yeah,
wild.
It's very complicated.
All right. So, here's my question to you.
Oh, yes. You had a question.
We talk about the whole marketing of
marketing.
Yourself or of the podcast, mm-hmm. right? So I got an email about Facebook advertising.
Yes.
Dude, it's not expensive.
Right.
And they hit a lot of people.
Yes.
Why are we not doing this?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's a good question.
Just asking.
Okay. Only because I'm not really into Facebook.
I'm not either. I thought you were.
And I looked into Twitter marketing, and it seemed a bit fugazi. I wasn't sure about it.
Okay.
But Gina has used Facebook advertising
okay.
to promote events that she's doing. And
works well?
I think it works all right for the price, for sure. It's
reasonably
priced.
The amounts you spend are...
Yes.
There's nothing crazy about it.
Yes.
All right. Because I think, quite frankly, we should have
a
Facebook page and we should be advertising it.
I think that's a good idea, Jerry.
It costs us nothing to put up a Facebook page.
Right.
What are we doing?
Well, because then we got to maintain it.
Not really. Like one
what
post
put up
a day.
There, just put up the podcast?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. And photos of us?
Yeah, like I was in the Dominican Republic. I could have put up a photo.
Right.
Could have hung a photo.
Hang a photo.
I did like the fact, by the way, just because I had I had some people on Twitter tell me that way to go, you contributed to the show today without being there, which tells me, okay, that means someone was annoyed with something. And I'm always intrigued when I'm not here and the show's on what the moment of the day is.
Mm.
So I went back and listened to the moment of the day Friday, and I was the moment of the day.
You were.
I don't understand Craig's line of thinking.
Yes.
That when you're not here.
When you're on a vacation
don't
day.
Don't tweet between 6 and 10.
Yes.
So let me get this straight. I'm on vacation or I'm somewhere else. I'm dead between 6 and 10?
Dead, Jerry.
And I don't understand why that's a problem.
Yes. Well, their whole line of thinking is bizarre a lot of things.
How can
The thing surrounding vacation days and days off is very strange.
Couldn't agree more.
Boomer takes many days off as he's given many days off. Why wouldn't you take them?
You should.
Craig takes many days off. There was a time, the first 8 years of the show, where we all took vacation at the same time.
Yes.
Then about 2 years ago, Boomer started taking days that Craig decided not to take off. Then when Craig would take days, Boomer decided not to take off.
I got to be honest. I'm thrilled they did that.
Which is fine, but that leaves that open for we have to take off at some point when they're here.
Right. Correct.
So, but they find it okay when they take those days off. It shouldn't be questioned.
And then
if you take a day off, they're like, where were you? We were doing the show.
Where's your commitment?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But I just don't understand that whole idea.
I don't either.
Does it take away somebody listening to the show if they're on their computer? No.
If you're tweeting
none of it makes sense.
Right.
If anything, I don't know, if you're associated with the show and someone sees you, you're thinking about the show.
Correct.
Silly.
So this week, the rest of this week, Craig and I are both off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, I didn't know you were taking all the days with him.
Boomer will be working. Well, I need to take the days when one of them isn't here.
Right.
And these lined up nicely for me.
Which is great, by the way. It's a long break.
It's a very long break.
And then it's funny because, so he's out, if I have this correct, the 3 days and then all of next week with you.
Right.
I will be out with Boomer and Eddie, I think, Eddie's out Friday and the next week. We're all out next week.
Fourth of July week.
And then I'm out the following Monday. Because the initial vacation went through next Tuesday.
Right. We change vacations a lot.
And I already got my airfare.
Right.
So, kind of bizarre.
So, we'll be wondering where you are that Monday.
I agree.
You'll probably be moment of the day again.
By the way.
Well, Jerry's not here.
You know what? Fair enough. I'll make Craig the moment of the day Wednesday.
Right.
How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
How about this, Jerry? I had a question for you. Gina tells me the other day, yesterday actually, I was wearing my hat and I said to her, a baseball hat. Yeah, my Indiana State baseball hat, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
It's very rare for me to find a baseball hat that fits me correctly, that I'm comfortable in, that looks nice. And I looked at it. It was hot, you know. I was sweating a lot in it. And I looked at it. I said, "Boom! I got to figure out a way to wash this." She goes, "Yeah, that hat smells."
Ew.
Yeah. I said, "Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to ruin it by washing it. What do you do with your baseball hat?"
Throw it out. I'm not washing a hat.
I have put some hats, and some hats work when you put them in the washing machine and then just air dry them. Like, you take it out of the washing machine and shape it the way it's supposed to be shaped.
Right.
And dries fine.
So do that.
But some hats do not.
Oh.
And I like this hat. So I'm going to take a shot and throw it in the washing machine.
And if not, buy a new one.
I'm
sure Indiana State has a website.
They do. That's where I originally got it from.
Why don't you just buy another one?
Because it's going to get sweaty, too. It's the summer.
Yeah, then buy another one next
summer. Just tons of hats. I'm constantly buying hats.
They're $17.
Sweaty hats.
Again, here's the stupidity of humans.
Yes.
God forbid I would spend $17 every 12 months on something I really like that hat.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new, it'll smell good, and every summer you spend $17. And right now you're grappling with, I'm going to spend $17 every year on a hat?
Right.
Where'd you go for dinner Friday?
Plus shipping. Friday.
Yeah.
I went to Spring Lake Tap House.
How much that cost you?
A lot, because we got appetizers and meals
right.
and drinks.
Right.
Now, it was like $80.
Are you going to use all that food this week?
No.
How about next week?
No. Nope.
The week after?
No. Nope.
You pretty much crapped it out already, didn't you?
I did on the
Where'd
the
you eat Saturday?
I had sushi.
Sushi. How much that cost?
Probably $60.
Right. So you spent $140 on food that you consumed?
Right.
Pooped?
Right.
And you've moved on.
Got it.
Yet, as a human race, for some reason, or a cheap human race that most of us are, we won't spend $17 every 12 months on a hat that we're going to wear every day.
Right.
It honestly is the most ridiculous thing.
It is ridiculous, yes.
So stupid.
That is dumb. You're right. So here's what I'll do, Jerry. I'm going to roll the dice and wash that hat today.
Yeah.
And if it's ruined, then I will
you
get another
buy
one.
Another one.
All right.
There you go.
Fair enough.
That's actually fun. By the way, they're shooting promos.
Boomer and
As
Craig
we
are?
Speak in the Boomer and Carton studio.
Yeah.
How come none of us are in
We're
there?
Not in those.
You guys, not needed.
Not needed. We were going to use you guys, then decided we
Actually,
do not.
Actually, no, they were never going to use
oh,
us.
Oh, they were never going to
no,
use
think
us.
So. No, mm. not so much. How about that?
Mm.
Hence why we can take off whenever the hell we
How
want.
How about that? Yes. Do you also, I sometimes feel like it's nice to take off when the rest of the show is here to see if you're missed. Not missed like we like Jerry, we miss him, but missed like, we didn't realize how much his chemistry.
I suppose. I mean, I think it's obvious when Eddie's not in.
Right.
Because the drops disappear. and it's nothing more than a quiet talk show.
Right.
He kind of makes it a little louder, a little crazier, funnier.
Yes.
I've never really seen it. I've never seen Craig do a show and you're not here. I would love to see that.
Right.
Because you are his crutch, you know. Oh, it's only 12 after. We got 4 minutes to break. You know, Al Dukes, I saw him this weekend. I don't know if he makes half the stuff up, but yeah, you are the crutch.
I don't know. Yeah, I've not done a show without him, I don't think.
And you have not. Boomer has. He has not. So, I mean, in that way, it would be interesting to see how he would get through. Does he just immediately start attacking Eddie Scazzeri? Does he go after whoever's sitting in your chair? I don't know. And for me, Chris Lopresti fills in just fine. So, you know, whatever.
But different.
It is different, sure. But if I left tomorrow, within 10 days, you would have a new chemistry with him. It's fine.
I really have to carry the weight of that warm-up show when he's in there.
Do you stress out about
it? Heavy lifting.
All right, so if he's being carried on the warm-up show, which, by the way, I totally get, because he's walking into a situation that I don't think he's all that comfortable in, at least not yet.
Right.
Cameras are on him. I mean, and now he probably did it with Mike in the afternoon with Fox for a time.
Yes.
So not all that uncomfortable. He's at SNY, but it's different. What about when he does this?
Well, we haven't done this.
Oh, when he's here, he doesn't do the podcast?
I'm trying to think. No, I feel like I've given that to Eddie to do.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, I think I did it with CeeLo once when Eddie wasn't available. You were out and Eddie wasn't available.
Interesting.
And I actually had a very nice discussion with CeeLo about being a young reporter.
Right.
What that was like when he
was... You interviewed him.
I did.
I do remember that now.
I did a CeeLo
interview. So you controlled that too.
I did.
You're like CeeLo's long-lost uncle.
Well, I feel the need to control it in those situations.
Understood. Fair enough.
Jerry, this is the last day I'll be doing this with you for a little while, so I have a number of items here. Maybe I'll just go through them quickly.
Oh, I'm sorry. We talked too many show-related stuff.
No, I wanted to do that.
Oh, okay, cool.
I had game planned that, Jerry.
Got it.
This is a study that really didn't need to be done. Hot temperatures make people moody and less helpful.
No kidding.
Moody and less helpful. In other words, if you need help from someone in the store and their air conditioning is out, they're more moody and less helpful.
Yeah.
I don't think we needed
on
that.
I don't think so.
But they did it. The study found that clerks working in an uncomfortably hot environment, 50% less likely to engage in pro-social behaviors, including volunteering to help customers, listening, and making suggestions.
Do you think... And I know you don't own a store or anything like that.
Yes.
I do think in the future you're going to own a coffee shop
Definitely.
Down the shore, probably in Spring Lake somewhere.
Absolutely.
And you're just going to turn your back on me. And
probably.
Instead of it being, you know, our place with kick-ass Wi-Fi, it's going to be Al's boring coffee. That's fine.
Right.
That said, do you think what the people get paid plays a role into that, too?
I do think so.
So even if they're, right now they're hot and they're sweaty and they're bothered, I totally get it. They're probably making, let's say they're making $9.75 an hour. They're struggling, hard to pay your bills. So therefore, all rolled into one, you got a big mess.
Yes.
Let's say the same guy's making $18 an hour, bills are paid, has more spendable money, actually likes his job because he feels he gets compensated for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're still as unfriendly and moody? Moody is one thing because of the heat. You think they're as unfriendly, or do you think that...
I think it matters.
Plays a role.
I think it plays a role. Because when we went, we were vacationing in Arizona a year or two ago, both Gina and I commented on how friendly the people were, like working in the Walgreens, working in the CVS, the gas station. Everyone was friendly. And I did get to thinking, I thought, they're friendly because working here, they can have an apartment here.
So it's a better lifestyle.
Right. It's a better lifestyle. So even if you work... at the retail level, you can still earn enough money. The housing isn't out of control there like it is here.
Right.
That they can have a nice life. And I thought that mattered into how happy
and helpful. They're not as stressed out.
Right.
Interesting. I was just curious.
That's what I think,
Jerry. Still a stupid study, though. I agree with you.
Here's a gentleman. What is his name? Jeff Reitz. This past Thursday... He made his 2,000th straight daily visit to Disneyland in California.
Huh?
He has been to Disneyland in California for 2,000 straight days.
Does he have a job?
He does.
Does he work at Disneyland?
No, he lives in the area, though. He was given a yearly pass from a friend when this guy became unemployed. The friend thought, let me cheer him up, let him go to Disney.
That's nice.
When he's bored and in between looking for jobs. The guy enjoyed it so much that even when he became employed, he still went to Disney every single
day. And does what?
Day.
To get on the log flume? The teacups?
Right.
It's a small world. Like, I don't...
It doesn't say here what his favorite rides are there.
I mean, does he just go there? I'm going there. Matter of fact, I'll be there next week. Does he go there and just walk around and check out the sights and then leave?
Well, he did get a job, as I said, and still has not missed a day. Quote, it's magical. I never expected that it would turn into this much when I started here.
Can we remember this for the July 12th podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, I will be back from my trip to California.
That's going
to
be exciting.
I am stopping in Disneyland for just one day.
Oh.
Maybe I'll find this clown and just ask him how he goes about his day.
Jeff Reitz.
That's easy. Jeff Reitz. And maybe, you never know, maybe I come across this guy.
Reitz says he plans to continue visiting Disneyland every day. Quote, I'm still having fun with it.
Hey, good for him. That's
fine. The only reason I'm still doing
this. You like a turkey burger and a sweet potato every day. This guy can go to Disneyland every day.
That's true.
That's fine.
He says it wasn't about going for any sort of record. That's just been a bonus.
That's like six straight years.
It's a lot of days in Disney.
Like, how do you not get bored?
Well... Plus, there's a lot of waiting in line.
By the way, I cannot wait to go see the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of you when I was watching the Mets this weekend and playing the Giants.
I'm excited.
What a beautiful park.
Yes.
When it's a nice sunny day.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
And I even said to Gina, I said, Jerry will be there.
Yes.
On vacation.
Next
week
as
well. He's going to the games.
Yes, I will.
I would look forward to that more than Dodger Stadium.
No, I don't know. I mean, there's something going on with the Dodgers. Yes. They're really good. It seems like a party atmosphere. That looks fun. The Giants right now are a dead team. I'm very excited to see the stadium and everything. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right. I really look forward to that, Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry, were you a big heavy metal guy at all at any point in your life?
I was into Anthrax for a while.
Yeah, we all went in through a heavy metal phase, I feel like. Rolling Stone has compiled the best heavy metal albums of all time.
Okay, Iron Maiden's got to be on there.
They are on there. Yes. They are at number 4.
Okay, Metallica.
For their album, The Number of the Beast, which came out in 1982.
Metallica and Justice for All?
Metallica, Master of Puppets is number 2.
Number 2.
Paranoid by Black Sabbath is the number 1 heavy metal album all time. 3 is British Steel by Judas Priest.
Okay.
Black Sabbath has a second album. Their self-titled album.
Okay.
How about this? Were you ever into Slayer's Reign in Blood?
I wasn't, no.
1986. I never got into them either.
No.
Let me close out the list for you, Jerry. No Remorse by Motorhead.
Never liked them.
Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? Megadeth, 1986. Blizzard of Oz by Ozzy Osbourne. That was a personal favorite of mine. That had Crazy Train on it. And finally, Vulgar Display of Power by Pantera.
I had a friend of mine that was huge into Pantera.
Yeah.
I can never get into it
either. Too heavy for me.
Yeah.
Like Metallica was heavy, but it was melodic, I felt
like. Yes, and you could see how they ended up on the radio later in their career. They slowed it down just a little bit.
Yes.
And stopped screaming slightly.
That's right. And Jerry, shout out to Kia.
The car?
The car, that's right. They topped the new car quality survey for the second straight year.
Survey says
J.D. Power and Associates had the least amount of problems with their cars, according to their customers. They beat out Porsche, Ford, and Ram.
Hmm.
How about that?
LeBron James endorses them.
That's right. Oh, Kia?
Yeah.
Didn't one of them do a dunk?
You never noticed all those games you watch.
Didn't he want to do a dunk over a Kia car?
Probably him. I didn't see that, but probably him.
So I don't know. Shout out to Kia, Jerry.
You are funny. By the way, can I put a shout out to JetBlue right now?
Oh, yes. Let's do shout outs.
JetBlue on the way back.
JetBlue, yeah.
We were in a brand new plane.
Nice.
We were in Punta Cana over the weekend.
Punta Cana.
And the plane coming back not only had DirecTV, but you know in the past you maybe get like 30 DirecTV channels?
Yes.
You had like 100 DirecTV channels. You had movies on demand, like 30 of them, from Bull Durham to what's the movie with Jennifer Lawrence? The hell movie is that? The Kid Something Game?
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. I mean, anything you wanted to see. They had 42, the Jackie Robinson movie on demand. They had the Sirius XM satellite radio, which they've always had, but they had every channel now.
So what did you go with as your in-flight entertainment? What did Jerry Recco choose?
I was all over the map. One, I had a couple of documentaries downloaded, so I watched on my phone from Netflix. I watched the History of Chicago on one, and then a health one
on the
way back.
Chicago, the rock band.
Correct. And when I was done with those, I listened to my Lithium channel for a half hour. I did watch some TV. I watched the Dodgers and Rockies yesterday coming home, which was pretty cool. Dude, it was awesome.
How does that work? How do they get satellite TV in the plane?
They have a satellite dish.
Above the satellite dish?
Satellite's in space, Al. Oh, my God.
So you're not above it.
What do you think we're doing? We're doing space rolls, and the pilot just sits up, and we zoom into orbit?
Come we just got these on airplanes?
Not everybody has them. JetBlue's had them from the beginning.
That's what I mean. Like,
I don't know. It is great, though.
How do we all have that?
It really was awesome. It was a good time. So I think we got to go.
So you're telling me the satellites are above the planes.
Hey, for the podcast fans out there.
Yes.
Al and I, Eddie, will be with you guys on Wednesday. Al has a very special message for you, though, because he's going to miss you for the next couple of weeks.
I'm going to miss you, people.
For the next couple of weeks.
For the next couple of weeks.
I got to go.
Okay. Warm-up show is next. Jerry and I kicked it off. Kicked off the work week, and it was terrific.
It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's just like Boomer and Carton without Boomer or Carton. Good luck with that.
What is up, Al Dukes?
Oh, hi, Jerry. I could definitely do traffic.
Go for it.
Hey, all of the crossings to come into New York are busy. You're going to be sitting in traffic. Oh. The end.
The end. And what do you do?
Long Island, always traffic.
Let me tell you something about Long Island. All right, I'm glad you brought that up because Boomer and his anti-Jersey roads thing drives me nuts. I get it. You want to go down the shore on even a Thursday night now, a Friday, the parkway stinks. Yeah, there are places in Jersey where there's traffic. It took me to go from Grand Central Station on Thursday, which is where? What state?
New York.
To go to JFK, which is in what state?
Also New York, Jerry.
It took me 90 minutes on Thursday, Al, to get out there.
What took longer, you going from New York to the airport or actually flying on the airplane to your destination?
It was close. It was and all I could think of is him the entire time as they're closing the Midtown Tunnel for 25-minute intervals. I don't know, to do God knows what, to fix something. Maybe they're doing something with the easy. I don't know. It was unbelievable.
They're fixing stuff.
Al Dukes, traffic man.
I nailed it, Jerry.
Yes, I like it.
I'm watching this Yankees yesterday, and this is what stinks about being a baseball player, and it reminded me of my own Little League career when I never wanted to be up at bat in a crucial spot.
Yeah.
So Gary Sanchez hits a 3-run home run. For that moment, he is
not the hero,
because they're still losing.
No, but he's in it. He's got it.
I did my part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Jerry? I did what I hit a home run. I did my part here. Then he gets up the last at bat, strikes out on a terrible pitch, and all of a sudden, he sucks.
It's what have you done for me lately,
yeah.
Al?
So that's like if I was him in that part of the game near the end there, I would not want to be the last hitter. I'd be like, I've already homered today.
You're missing the big point here. You've got nothing to lose. Because he already hit the home run, because he already got them back in the game, it's really, in that situation, you don't come through. Well, you know, without me, we weren't really in that position anyway.
Right, like come back to the dugout and say, I can't do everything.
Well, I don't know that I would say that. You might be punched in the face.
I would have walked in. I can't do everything here.
I don't think that would go well.
And then I'm reading that Matt Holliday, they keep saying, he has a mystery allergy. And then some articles I'm reading, that's where they'll leave it. They don't tell
you
what the allergy is. Then a couple of them say, it's similar to an allergy he once had when he ate something for breakfast. Excuse me. There he goes. I brought a clip of Matt Holliday's injury.
It's crazy.
What is he eating?
I don't know. I would think his diet is monitored as good as anybody's.
Right.
I don't know.
Having raw oysters for breakfast? And
I highly doubt he's eating raw oysters for breakfast.
Allergic reaction to them? Well, what can you say what it is? Like, turns out he has eggs and he has an egg allergy.
Nice clams.
Maybe he's eating clams.
Maybe
I don't
clams.
Know what he's doing, Jerry.
But how about the fact that all of a sudden this injury, infection, allergy bug has like run through this team now? I mean, between him and Starlin, Castro couldn't play because he needed a cortisone shot. Aaron Hicks.
Excuse me.
God bless you, Al. Aaron, if you could turn your mic
That's
off.
That's Matt Holiday.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No, it's Matt Holiday's allergy.
Holiday. It's not Holiday. It's not Roy Halladay.
They're very confused.
Not confused. People were confused with Roy Halladay. They called him Holiday. There's no reason to call Matt Holiday Halladay.
Right.
Got that?
Well, his allergy. You know, the problem is allergy. That's the part that rhymes. It's throwing me off.
No, it doesn't, actually. Was a sumo,
so you're
sumo?
Saying the entire Yankee team has an allergy?
No, I'm not. Bless you, Al. No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that the injury bug is sweeping through their locker room now. And all of a sudden, was it 10 out of 12 they've lost?
They've lost 10 of 12. Meanwhile,
and they're still in first place.
Meanwhile, Jerry, my Mets, I don't know if you're a Mets fan or a Yankee fan.
Well, my son's a Mets fan, so we watch them.
Okay, they've sweep. The Giants.
The Giants are terrible.
Jacob DeGrom again goes 8 innings.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then Astrubal Cabrera
on Friday. Come on. I mean, why? Because he's got to play second base now?
They asked him to play second, and he said, that was not part of my game plan. I've talked to my agent.
Here's the beauty of it, though. And maybe he wants to be traded, and that's fine. He certainly helped himself this weekend by going 7-for-14 with 3 walks. And if he's healthy, he's got, I would think, serious trade value.
And actually a really great play at second base.
How about that?
He made a diving play.
Yeah, exactly. So at least for him and for the Mets, good weekend. You buy it, though?
That he wants out or that the Mets are good?
The Mets maybe might turn this around a little bit.
I don't buy that.
Not at all.
No. But I also thought it was funny that Terry Collins put Astrubal Cabrera at shortstop yesterday.
Yeah, well, Reyes didn't play. It doesn't mean he's not going to play shortstop.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole thing that's so goofy about this.
But he wants to be everyday shortstop.
And he has been. And until he got hurt, he was. I actually understand why they're doing this. It makes sense.
If I was Neil Walker, I'd be like,
Neil
play
Walker's
second.
Walker's not playing.
No, I'm saying he takes it as an insult to play second base. That's my position. If I'm Neil Walker, I'd be like, I'd go up to him in the dugout, Jerry.
Well, you
have
such a cynical look at everything.
What is your problem?
Why would you take it that way? He's a shortstop. He doesn't want to play second base.
Oh.
You were a star center fielder, were you not?
In Little League, yes.
If they wanted you to play right field, would you have insulted
the right fielder?
Right field,
that's insulting, yeah. Because
right,
that's where the losers play in Little League.
Except when left-handed hitters are up.
Yeah, but when I was in Little League, there was like zero left-handed hitters.
Something has happened because we have a lot of left-handed hitters now. So that's the place to be. But you.
Right field.
I'd be cynical. Would have a different view, of course.
If I was Cabrera, I'd love to play second base. That position, if you drop a ball hit right to you, yeah, plenty of time.
You have a little bit of time, yes.
Plenty of time to relax.
You've heard of Cody Bellinger?
The Dodger.
Yes, so he had 2 more home
runs
yesterday. And not that we're going to talk about them, but the Dodgers beat the Rockies yesterday 10 straight. They scored, how about this? I don't know if you've ever seen a game like this. They scored 5 runs on wild pitches in 2 innings.
I've not seen that.
Really,
Jerry.
Bizarre. That having been said, he was on with, I think it was Scott Van Pelt on ESPN, and they were doing a whole Q&A with him. And Van Pelt somehow brought up the reference of Seinfeld. Bellinger had no idea who Jerry Seinfeld was or what the shit. Now, I can understand if you don't know an actor from a popular, like if they asked him, do you know John Lithgow? Right? What was that show about the space people?
Third Rock from the Sun.
All right, I can see that. That's fair. You don't know who he is. Maybe you know the show, maybe you don't. But how do you not know? Seinfeld reruns are on every channel, every day, everywhere. And he looked embarrassed and almost like, why are you asking me this? No idea.
What was the Seinfeld reference that
he
got
was just,
them there?
I don't know. The clip is Van Pelt asking him if he's aware of who Jerry Seinfeld is or the show Seinfeld. And Bellinger takes a long pause. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I've never heard of that. I think I've heard the name, but I don't know the show or who he is or what he does.
Oh, Eddie's telling me that he saw this and that he had mentioned that guy ruined Seinfeld's day when they were playing the Mets because Seinfeld's such a big Met fan and his home runs were killing the Mets.
Well, that's
part of me finds that somewhat funny when people are such huge stars and younger people have no idea who they are.
No clue.
No clue.
Yeah. It's kind of like sometimes you walk down the Jersey Shore and people don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for me.
And then you go home and your self-esteem is shot.
Shot.
And you think, I got to put the jersey back on that says Dukes on the back.
He has no social life.
Well, that's true.
That is not true about you. Don't start
that's
that again.
That's true, Jerry.
Don't start that again.
And did you see this Blue Jays closer? Roberto Osuna.
Yeah. No, he says, not Osuna. What did you just call him?
Osuna.
Oh, okay.
Sumo wrestlers. He's dealing with anxiety issues.
I saw that, yeah.
And he's very confused by it, it seems, that he doesn't know and is having a hard time explaining what the problem is.
Because he just doesn't feel right.
Just doesn't feel right.
Now, he did pitch yesterday.
Yeah.
Got back on the mound. Now, this is, I don't know if you know, he's like 22 years old. He's a kid. Could you imagine, and he's been great there, could you imagine walking into the locker room and basically telling your team, guys, not today. I just don't feel right. Yes. If you're Jose Bautista, do you punch him in the face?
Well, here's the thing. Now that he's come out and admitted it, that he has some sort of anxiety issue, in some ways that begins to make it worse.
It could, sure.
Because now you're aware that everyone's aware.
Although, and I think the puzzling thing about it is he point blank said it has nothing to do with when I'm pitching or I'm on the field. It's me in my life.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means he has anxiety in life.
So then why take the day off if it has nothing to do with your pitching?
I don't know. Aha. Maybe he's trying to fix it.
There is the question. All right, we got a lot more to do here, believe it or not. I have an Aaron Rodgers story I'd like to ask Al about. Also, Boomer and Carton coming up at the top. This portion brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24-7 monitoring. Peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. Boomer and Carton straight ahead on the Fan.
It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's the shortest show on WFAN.
Hi, welcome back. This portion is brought to you by GNC. Yankees lost to the Rangers 7-6 on Sunday. Yankees made a good comeback. They were down 7-0 but couldn't get all the way back as Al was alluding to. Had that chance late with Gary Sanchez. No good. Yankees visit the White Sox tonight. We'll have it on the Fan at 7:30. Jordan Montgomery and David Holmberg are the pitchers there. Not sure who he is. Mets over the Giants 8-2 as they complete the sweep. And the Dodgers did make it 10 straight, beating the Rockies 12-6. This portion brought to you by GNC. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's summer savings event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials, vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC. I wanted to ask you a couple of other things here, and I've completely lost track. I think it was the Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, you said.
So Aaron Rodgers was on $100,000 pyramid, right? So I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I've not.
And he was. Here were the clues he was given.
Now, this is where you get clues and you have to guess a category?
Yes, correct. Well, you have
pyramid?
To guess what the guy giving the clues sees what the answer is, and he's got to give you clues, and you've got to guess what's basically reading. And so this was for, if I read it correctly, was to win the $100,000 for his contestant partner, right, which is pretty cool. Yes, pretty cool. So here were the clues. Let's see if you would have got it.
All right.
Here were the clues. Terry Bradshaw. Old people. What's the answer? He got it on those two clues.
Terry Bradshaw and old people.
Yes.
I have no idea.
People that are bald.
Oh.
How would you get that from those
that
two
I
clues?
That I don't know.
And
that's insulting.
$100,000 the guy won. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I'm not old and I'm bald. Craig's bald. He's not old.
And what is with
it's
all
offensive.
These reality shows? For
no,
the
they love
Rogers
game
brothers.
Shows. For the Rodgers brothers themselves.
Like, they just have to be on TV. What, football every Sunday is not enough?
Well, that the brother, Jordan.
I thought he was on a team, I thought.
No, he's on like some Fugazi college football coverage, which there's a million of those networks. So who knows
count.
Where he is. It doesn't count.
Got it. My bad.
And did you see the WWE wants to get LeVar Ball involved?
I mean, enough. By the way, brilliant on their part.
Yes.
I mean, why the hell not?
He's a perfect villain.
Did you see TMZ Sports? I just saw it before I came in here. Caught up with LeVar Ball's dad now.
The grandfather?
The grandfather wants to get in on the act.
I did see that.
A baller's life, grandpa style.
I saw that the grandpa said the kid could beat Michael Jordan.
Speaking of that, did you notice, and I know Craig's not going to be surprised, I was over 15,000 at Barclays for the three-on-three tournament.
For the big three?
How about that?
Now, who are the big players there? I know Allen Iverson was
but he
was
doesn't
there.
Play very much, and he said he's not going to. He's a coach, captain, player, all sorts of things. He's like, you're not going to see Allen Iverson of old, and he'll play sparingly.
And I think a couple of the old guys already had injuries in the first night.
That is exactly right.
Afternoon.
Jason Williams, I think, left with an injury.
White chocolate.
Yes, so he did have that. But it was very cool. Eddie, hit it when you have to. I forget what you said.
He said 23.
Got it. They maneuver the court. It's a smaller court, and the people are right on top of it. And there was, I forget who it was, hit one game-winning shot. The place went nuts.
Sagging balls.